Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 73, my favorite shortcut ingredients from Trader Joe's. If you are trying to survive what I call the winter blah weeks, meaning the last 2 weeks of February, the first 2 weeks of March, you might be looking for a few recipes to have in your dinner lineup that originate from, let's call them, shortcut ingredients. And this time of year can be such a tease with like a random 65 degree day and then it snows 2 days later. So if you find yourself stuck in those blah weeks, you might just be looking for recipes that are going to help you kind of get out of a dinner rut, and we need those to be super, super simple. So that's what we're going to dig in today, some of my favorite shortcut ingredients that turn into really simple dinners. But first, we're going to discuss a few recipes you can throw on your meal plan for the week. Remember, it's March, which means these are all five ingredient recipes to help you simplify this month. The first recipe is sheet pan sweet potato gnocchi and sausage. So this recipe uses actually two shortcut ingredients I almost always keep on hand, which is either frozen gnocchi, or you could use like the fresh gnocchi that's actually a pantry staple, and pre-cooked sausage. So this is like the chicken sausage that you see. If you're a Trader Joe's shopper, they have all different flavors. They have a garlic and herb. They have an apple chicken. They have a sweet Italian. But it's the sausage that's actually already been cooked, so you just have to kind of rewarm it. And both of these things, gnocchi and sausage, do so great on a sheet pan. And this recipe includes a pesto that you drizzle on afterwards. And by roasting them together, they get nice and crispy and cooked through. And it's just really, really good. So I also like, it's very easy to deconstruct for my kids. And so I can put the gnocchi on one side, I can put the sausage on the other side. And I usually throw in some vegetables as well, some onions and some peppers and things like that. So that's our first recipe. Next, we're making the tortellini with tomatoes and creamy pesto, another recipe that includes pesto, but it kind of has like a totally different flavor profile. So I'm going to use tortellini, I'm going to add grape tomatoes, and I'm going to make this creamy pesto sauce with a little bit of heavy cream and about a tablespoon or so of pesto. And it is very delicious. I also add some mozzarella cheese in there and usually drizzle it with balsamic vinegar. Just a classic Italian dish staple for our house. And the tortellini, you can either use meat filled or cheese filled, depending on what your family likes. But the fact that it's tortellini just makes it a heartier pasta. So it feels more like a full dinner rather than me just using like spaghetti or something. So that's the second recipe. And then the third recipe is coming at the request of my 11-year-old Oliver. We are doing broccoli cheddar stuffed baked potatoes. He loves that broccoli cheddar combo. In fact, last week we made the cheesy broccoli cheddar skillet. It's almost like a casserole, but anyways, he loves broccoli cheddar. And he said, "Can we have this again?" I said, "Well, let's do something broccoli cheddar, just a little different." And I always think of baked potatoes in March. And I think it's because of like St. Patrick's Day and something about potatoes and Irish. I don't know. So we're going to do classic baked potatoes with a very simple but delicious homemade kind of broccoli cheddar sauce. It's five ingredients. It's so simple, but so good. And that's it, you guys. They're your recipes for the week. You can find and print all of them in Recipe Club independently, or our weekly meal plan includes all of these recipes with an easy to follow shopping list that's broken down by each recipe. And while we publish new recipes every month and weekly meal plans every week, seasonally, we try and do an entire month of five ingredient recipes. We just have found that many of you who find yourself either in an overwhelmed chapter of life or in a chapter of life where you're trying to get excited about cooking again, that five ingredient recipes feel like recipes you can handle. So it's not all of the recipes in Recipe Club, but we do try and have a very robust library of those types of recipes. And this month, that's what all of our recipes are. So if you've been thinking about trying Recipe Club, this month would be a great month to check it out. You get in there, you get access to all of our recipes and can see if it's a good fit for you. Okay, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss my favorite shortcut ingredients from Trader Joe's. All right, I'm so excited to discuss some of my favorite shortcut ingredients that turn into simple dinners. And we're going to discuss this through the lens of a Trader Joe's shopper. But if you don't shop there, or you don't have a Trader Joe's close by, don't stop listening quite yet. Because while you can purchase these ingredients from Trader Joe's, nearly all of them can be purchased at most grocery chains. So these are the ones that just happen to end up in my red shopping cart every time I go to Trader Joe's. We are going to do six ingredients. And for each of these six ingredients, I am going to give you three recipe ideas for those ingredients. First up is we're going to go to the frozen aisle. We're going to go to the frozen aisle and we're going to pick up the frozen rice. Now, you can buy frozen rice at other retailers, but at Trader Joe's specifically, they have a couple of different varieties. They have jasmine rice, they have brown rice, and a wild rice variety. They come in these little packs, you pop them in the microwave, and they cook in 3 minutes. And it's just a lifesaver sometimes. It's not hard to cook rice, especially if you've got a rice cooker at home, but it does take time. You gotta have 20 minutes. So this is really nice because you can make rice happen fast. And a couple of recipes I tend to make with this frozen rice are orange chicken and broccoli. So we're going double whammy here. The most popular ingredient or product sold at Trader Joe's is their frozen orange chicken. It has got a cult following for a reason. And sometimes I will use that plus fresh broccoli and a fresh red bell pepper and this frozen rice. And that is a very simple dinner. Like, it's so simple, it's almost laughable, but there's an idea for you. Another one I'll do are crispy coconut shrimp bowls. So I'll take, whether it's fresh or frozen shrimp, I will coat it in a mixture of panko breadcrumbs and some flaked coconut, unsweetened coconut, and make really crispy shrimp. I'll do some edamame in there, maybe some cucumbers, and I'll serve this over the warmed frozen rice, and it's really, really good. And then finally, Korean beef and rice bowls. So I have these, and these are all recipes that you can find in Recipe Club and print them out. And they're all Trader Joe's friendly, but also friendly to other stores. I want to make sure you guys know that they're not just for Trader Joe's ingredients. But the Korean beef, it's made with ground beef and it's got a really delicious sauce. You've got some soy sauce in there, some rice vinegar, some ginger, and it comes together so fast because it's ground beef. But then it's just like the flavor profile, because typically when I think of chicken and rice or a protein in rice, I think of more of like a traditional like lemon herb-ish profile. And I like that this takes some of that idea of protein and rice and gives it an Asian twist. So those are the three recipes that I tend to rely on with my frozen rice. Next, diced pancetta. So this is an easy pop of protein to add to pastas, to salads, or baked dishes. The brand that's carried at Trader Joe's, I've seen it carried other places as well, but it's called Sotero. And it's like little pieces, it's like diced pancetta. And you can saute it in a pan. It takes like 2 minutes. And it is so yummy and rich. And I will top, like, I have a cacio e pepe I just made it last night, actually. And to put this over pasta, it's almost like a garnish or a sprinkling, is so yummy. And it feels much easier than cooking bacon to me. And I like, it's a little saltier than that. And I just love it. I also use it in my lemon chickpea pasta salad, which is like a potluck go-to for me. Whenever I'm asked to bring a salad, I'll take that. And then I have a 5-ingredient veggie frittata that is one of the most popular recipes in Recipe Club that includes this pancetta with some unexpected cheddar cheese and some eggs and some spinach and some tomatoes. And it just is, it's really delicious. And I think the reason that frittata is so good because you have the richness of this pancetta. So it's only a couple of bucks, lasts in your fridge for a couple of weeks. So you can have it on hand so you can easily add it to things. But this is definitely a favorite shortcut ingredient for me. Now let's get into some sauces. So jarred sauces, I tend to be a bit picky because I want the ingredients to be pretty healthy, but I want them to be flavorful. And the two that I like most from Trader Joe's are their Thai yellow curry and their soyaki. So let's first talk about the curry sauce. So this is going to pair perfectly with meat, chicken, tofu, veggies. It's like, it's anything, it's everything you need to make a curry in a hurry. So I will typically pair one of those things, some sort of protein base, with veggies to make, Trader Joe's actually sells a stir-fry veggie kit in the produce section. They have for years. And so I'll just saute that with this sauce, a can of coconut milk, and season it really well with salt and pepper and serve that over rice. And that is the world's easiest dinner. But it is chock full of veggies and flavor, and it's hearty and it's delicious. So that's a great shortcut dinner for me. Mango lime chicken curry is basically what I just said, but you add fresh mango, you add some lime, and the one before I typically just do veggie, but this one I'll always add chicken, and so I get a little bit more protein in there. And then the last one I'll use this for is my chickpea and potato curry. So this is totally vegetarian as well, but it uses the chickpea in there, the potato to kind of make it a bit heartier. It doesn't have any coconut in it, so it's not quite as sweet, and it's just a little bit more earthy and rich. But that's actually a new recipe that my kids have really been enjoying. So, it's a recipe club recipe this month. So it's new. It's new to the family this month. Okay, the next ingredient is this soyaki sauce, which is basically like a teriyaki sauce. I use it as a marinade, I use it as a stir-fry sauce, or even a dipping sauce for like pot stickers. So the recipes that I go to most often for this are a teriyaki chicken stir-fry. I have a teriyaki pork tenderloin that's a sheet pan recipe that I will marinate the pork tenderloin in, and I'll do pineapple, peppers, and red onion, and just let that all get to work in the oven, and it turns into a great meal. And then a teriyaki glazed salmon with edamame. So I really like this sauce with fish as well. Next, chicken sausage. We talked about this for one of the recipes we're making this week, but these Italian cooked sausages are like so easy. Like, you literally just have to warm them up. It's like a fancy hot dog. I don't even want to say that because it discounts the flavor. It's so much better than a hot dog, but it is such an easy source of protein to have on hand because it will stay in your fridge for many weeks. So it's like, if you are making a pasta dish or you are making a skillet dish with rice, you can simply add these cooked sausages and it's an instant addition of protein. So a couple of the recipes in Recipe Club you'll find with these are the orzo and sausage skillet, the sausage, pepper, and potato skillet, also another very popular recipe, and like what I'm making this week, the sweet potato gnocchi with sausage. Finally, the sixth ingredient that I tend to make reach for very often when it comes to shortcuts is the 10-minute farro. It's my favorite quick cooking grain that I use for salads. I use it in soups. I use it in sides. It is like infinitely better than rice to me. It's got this nutty flavor and I love the texture of it, but it still only cooks in 10 minutes. So I'll use this for apple cheddar grain bowls. I've got a sweet green harvest grain bowl knockoff in Recipe Club that we use this for, and a beef and farro soup that it's just really awesome in. So there you have it. Those are six of my favorites: the frozen rice, the diced pancetta, these two sauces, the Thai yellow curry and the soyaki sauce, got the chicken sausage and the 10-minute farro. And then we went through a bunch of those recipes that can be easily made with those shortcut ingredients. Because I find these shortcut ingredients to be so helpful, I decided to put them in a cheat sheet for you. So a Trader Joe's cheat sheet. And on the front cover includes everything we just went through, the six ingredients and the recipes I like to make with them. And then on the back side, it includes my six favorite 5-ingredient meals from Trader Joe's. So if you happen to be a Trader Joe's shopper, you are going to want this cheat sheet. It is going to become a lifeline on your busiest weeks or the weeks when you simply don't feel like cooking or you feel like only shopping at one grocery store. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. So Trader Joe's cheat sheet is in Recipe Club. Print it out, stick it in your recipe binder, or tape it up to the back of a kitchen cabinet, and hopefully that will make your life easier. Okay, before we head out, let's go over this week's Give Me Five things that made my life easier or more enjoyable this week. I am mentioning something I've mentioned before, but it's the Kahlo dishes. I believe that's how you say it. Kahlo, Kahlo, K-A-H-L-O. They are my favorite dishes from West Elm. They happen to be on sale right now, and I know this because I am hosting Easter at the end of this month, and I felt so happy that our everyday dishes are pretty enough that I feel like I can use them for hosting. And I've known that they've had some serveware as well, like some bigger platters. So I went to go check those out, and everything's on sale. So they're so great. I've talked about how I love that they come in both stoneware and melamine, so that if you've got younger kids in the house and you want to have an everyday dish that doesn't break easily, these are awesome. Okay, next. This was such a silly but fun purchase. A rotary cheese grater. So I made cacio e pepe this week, and I had a bunch of pecorino cheese that I needed to grate. And I was doing it, and my son Ollie said, "Mom, you need one of those graters like at the Olive Garden." You know what I'm talking about, guys, when they bring the salad and they say, "Would you like cheese?" And you say, "Absolutely, I want cheese." And then you have to tell them when to stop. Well, they use a rotary cheese grater, and it's great for hard cheeses. So I finally bought one. I went on Amazon. I bought one. My kids think it's the coolest thing ever, and we've been using it on pasta and salads, and it's a lot faster than using a microplane. So there you have it. Look, we're in the middle of winter. We've established that, right? You may be like sun-seeking or want a little color. My friends were talking about this sunless tanner that you use in the shower. It's by Jergens. And the thing that was most appealing to me is apparently it has no smell. And guys, they were right. It's incredible. Where has this product been my whole life? So this is the winter blah episode. And if you feel like you need a little sun on those legs, you got to try this sunless tanner. You do it in the shower and it's so easy. It doesn't transfer. Such a great product. And remember, all of these are going to be linked through my Give Me Five newsletter. You guys can sign up for that at kelseynixon.com. Okay, two more things. I, in the spirit of being springy, was at Target this week and stopped in my tracks when I saw the cutest striped springy skirt. Comes in two colors. It comes in like a pink and an orange and a blue and a green. And it's a linen material. And I saw it and I thought, yep, I'm going to need that. I am going to need that. And then finally, my girls. I ordered my girls bunny jammies for Easter. I'm going to give them to them tonight, actually, because I want them to be able to wear them leading up to Easter. But they're from our favorite shop, Plain Jane, PJ Shop. And the print is like straight out of a storybook. So, so cute. And they're the softest, just best ever. That's it for today, you guys. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. As I like to remind you, it's meant to be a quick 20-minute listen while you map out your meals for the week, because listening to a podcast when I meal plan has been a huge part of my simple dinner system and made it so much more enjoyable for me to plan meals for my family. Next week, we'll be chatting about what to do when you are bored with your recipes in the kitchen. I'll walk you through how to mix things up in the kitchen when you feel like you just cannot make the same recipes over and over again anymore. So subscribe to the podcast so that that episode automatically pops up for you next week. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so glad you're here. And until next time, happy cooking. I'm Kelsey, and I look forward to chatting with you next week.